Trying to see what. We're doing, today we're going to do the plain language of Big Book. And I'll just introduce our speakers here before, and then I'll call them, and then later on I'll call them up. And so we have, as a reader, we have Fran. Fran from, oh, the timer, Fran. The reader is Lipia. Let me pronounce it right. Lupita. This is Lupita. And we have the presenters, who's going to be Chetra from Area 6, Rodrigo from Area 8, Terry from Area 18, we have Mike from 69, and we have Mickey from 05. And again, I am an alcoholic, and my area is the California Northern Interior area at number 7. And I am the alternate archivist for the area. And this is a privilege to be here today that I get to do this. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to first introduce to you the timer, Fran, and she will explain about the time.
I'm Fran, I'm an alcoholic. And for this session, each presenter will be given an 8-minute presentation. The green light comes on immediately after the presenter introduces themselves. The yellow caution light comes on after 7 minutes, and the red light ends the presentation. If the red light turns on, we will thank the speaker with a warm applause. If the presenter presentation is being interpreted, the time allowed will be doubled to 16 minutes with a yellow light at 14 minutes. Sharing from the floor microphone will be timed at 2 minutes. The yellow light comes on at 90 seconds. And the red light after at 2 minutes, followed by a loving applause. If the speaker is being interpreted, the time allowed will be doubled for 4 minutes, with a yellow light coming on at 3.
Thank you, Fran. I also forgot to say that my home group is the number one offenders in Natomas, and I came to AA in 1982. I got sober in 84. I drank it 27 years. And if you want to know how I did that, you can read the book, or you can ask me. And today, my sobriety date is January 27th, and I have 13 years. Thank God. So the first presenter is going to be Chetra, and she's going to do the history and the development of the plain language Big Book, also known as PBBB.
Don't forget the reader.
Oh, the reader. Reader. Here you go. Lupita is our reader. Let me see. Thank you so much for that. I'm trying to receive her.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Lupita, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm here from Area 8, District 18. So Plain Language Big Book. The Plain Language Big Book is a tool to help readers understand the book Alcoholics Anonymous, which was first published in 1939. This new book is designed so that AA 12-step program of recovery from alcoholism may be easily understood by all people who have a desire to stop drinking. This book is not intended to replace the book Alcoholics Anonymous. It is written to make the ideas presented in the big book easier to access. It is another tool for sharing the message of AA's program of recovery. We wanted to offer a version that used clearer or simpler language. We know that some people cannot be in regular contact with other AA members to get help with the ideas of vocabulary in the big book. Other people have a hard time reading, especially books written long ago that use older language. We want our program to help all people who want to stop drinking and believe that creating a plain language book would make that possible. But we have made sure that this version carries the same message and offers all of the same information as the original. It contains the same program of recovery from alcoholism that works for us and that will work for you if you follow it. We hope that as you read, the more you will think to yourself, yes, I believe this program can work for me too. The final draft of the plain language big book was reviewed and approved by substantial unanimity at the 74th General Service Conference in April 2024. Thank you.
Okay. I did actually read the plain language big book on the way here in the plane, and I finished it actually. I figured if I'm going to do this, I might as well read it. And like my past delegate and hopefully the soon-to-be trustee always says, I'm going to listen like I want these people to change my mind. And so the first person we have tonight is Cheetah from Area 6. Cheetah!
Can I give you a hug?
Hi, my name is Chitra. I'm an alcoholic and a very grateful member of California Northern Coastal Area who has 90 people here. I am a delegate this panel and I serve on the Public Information Committee. So the history of the Plain Language Big Book. Let's go back 9 years to 2016. Literature Agenda Item A. Consider developing a plain language version of the big book Alcoholics Anonymous. At the 66th General Service Conference, there was discussion which resulted in a committee consideration. The need for a plain language recovery literature that be explored by the Trustees Literature Committee as a way to make the life-saving message of Alcoholics Anonymous more accessible. A subcommittee of the Trustees Literature was formed, and it was called Researching Issues, Possible Tools, and Access to the Book, and it was known as RIPTAB. Fears of changing our book immediately arose. The goal of the subcommittee was to provide information on what was driving all the requests. Is there an underlying problem? Is there a common solution that needs to be addressed? Research and review began. What was the original purpose of the big book? The early members wanted to share their success with the world and share their experience and suggestions for recovery. The book was meant to be read by the hopeless drunk who was alone and looking for an answer to escape from their alcoholic hell. The book asked us to identify the problem, lack of power, and then find a solution, a power greater than ourselves. Does the book speak the language of the heart to the drunk who reads it now? Identification is primary to the attraction of those searching for the solution. We have to be able to see ourselves in the words. These words ease our irritability and discontent, and plant seeds of hope. The book is a tool which can help introduce me into the program. In Bill W.'s notes for the purpose of the second edition of the Big Book, he writes that he wanted to adequately portray a cross-section of those who have found help. The audience is those who are coming to Alcoholics Anonymous now. Those who have already heard our stories are here. Since the audience is likely to be newcomers, anything that might offend or alienate those unfamiliar with the program should be carefully eliminated. In Bill's writings, he consistently asks us to grow and change with the times. Are we listening? We're trying to lower the barriers of accessibility and relatability to the program to help more people recover. So let's talk obstacles. What about those people who cannot read well, who struggle to grasp and understand and then apply the meaning of the program? Is the book accessible to those people in prisons or remote communities or people who don't have a sober alcoholic to guide them through the book? If we can't identify with the colloquialisms of the past, we just stop listening. If the text leans towards a particular religion, does everyone relate? Accessibility to the Big Book is hindered by many factors: education, incarceration, race, ethnicity, reading ability, English as a first language, and our brain's processing ability. Literacy levels gauge and place values on reading well, forming meaning from text, thinking critically about our situation, and then applying the comprehension of the text. The Big Book falls under a literacy level 3. The reader will have to use reasoning to arrive at a conclusion rather than having explicit statements. So first we have to identify by relating to the examples, and then we have to put the program as it is laid out to use. We have to be humble and look at ourselves honestly. Only half of the United States can read at a level 3. Only 17% or one-fifth of people with no high school diploma can read at a level 3. The Akron pamphlets were commissioned by Dr. Bob as a tool to navigate the Big Book for sponsors and sponsees, and over the years, AA literature has been produced to address issues of relatability. We have pamphlets for women, LGBTQ, atheists, agnostics, young people. In Bill W.'s 1960 address to the General Service Conference, from page 140 of Our Great Responsibility, he said that we live in an era of change. Our 12 steps probably won't change. The traditions, not likely at all. But our manner of communication, our manner for organizing ourselves, for function, for service, let us hope that this goes on changing for the better forever. There is a very natural resistance that we have towards change. We are apt to say, it worked well the way it was, why change? In 2020, at the 70th General Service Conference, the Conference Literature Committee requested that the trustees share the RipTab presentation with the fellowship and then report back the following year. In 2021, at the 71st General Service Conference, the conference as a whole decided that a draft version of the Big Book, Alcoholics Anonymous, be translated into plain and simple language. The subcommittee, now called TAB, Tools to Access the Big Book, worked with the AAWS Publishing Department to review potential writers for the project. The translation as a whole must capture the welcoming and inclusive spirit of Alcoholics Anonymous and increase a sense of belonging and hope to the alcoholic seeking help. There were 16 responses, and 6 were chosen to translate Chapter 5, How It Works, and a writer was chosen. The 72nd General Service Conference in 2022 had samples of the writer's first attempt, and they were shared with all the conference members. At the 74th General Service Conference in 2024, there was a reading room for all the conference members, and an advisory action was passed that the draft manuscript of the Plain Language Big Book, a tool for reading Alcoholics Anonymous, be approved. The first printing was published in November of last year, and 70,000 hard copies sold out in 2 weeks. The second printing was in January of this year, and it took out the references to the word addiction. 100 hard copies are selling out now, and a third printing is in order. This is not meant to replace the Big Book. It's another tool we can use to communicate with more people. Literature item L this year gives us a chance to discuss with our groups the process we want to use to make changes to the new book. All this happens here in general service.
Thank you. And our next reader is going to be Rodrigo from Area 8. What does plain language really mean?
I know that guy!
I'm sorry, where are they? I'll read it on my phone. It's fine. Morning, my name is Rodrigo and I am an alcoholic. I'm visiting from Area 8, San Diego, Imperial. I'm currently the DCM for a linguistic district, District 18. And my topic for today is, what does plain language really mean? Have you ever read something that was so complicated that you had to reread it multiple times? For many newcomers, reading the Big Book for the first time can present such a challenge, a problem that is not easily confronted unless you have a knowledgeable sponsor. I realize now that not everyone is as lucky as I was. And as a 21-year-old newcomer, I certainly wasn't expecting all the reading assignments I received when I asked someone to sponsor me. I thought sponsorship meant getting rights to meetings. Maybe even $20 here and there. But when my sponsor heard my broken English, he asked if I prefer reading the book in Spanish. And I was deeply offended by that. Even with my limited English, I thought, how hard could this silly book possibly be? I grew up reading Gabriel Garcia Marquez and other famous Latin American writers. I was learning English by reading Nietzsche and Dostoevsky. So I thought, I mean, I think I can handle this little book. But I was wrong. The language felt old, even when compared to Dostoevsky and Tolstoy. It was confusing at times. And sometimes, especially in we agnostics, condescending. Cultural references that made sense to native speakers left me confused. At the time, I simply accepted this as part of the process, even assumed that English speakers understood the book without a problem. It wasn't until years later that I found out I wasn't alone in struggling with the text. Thousands of experiences like this led us to the 2021 conference resolution. A study was done in the US to find out the literacy level of the population. Literacy means the ability to identify or evaluate one or more pieces of information, which requires different levels of interpretation of a text. Experts have evaluated the reading difficulty of the Big Book and found that it requires a literacy level of 3 on a 5-level scale. The problem? Studies show that 52% of the US population reads below this level, meaning more than half of the people may struggle to fully understand the message of our text. This still begs the question, what does plain language mean? The push for clear writing isn't anything new. It's been happening for centuries. Cicero, the great statesman of the early Roman Republic, said, "When you wish to instruct, be brief. Every word that is unnecessary only pours over the side of a grieving mind." Historical figures like Martin Luther translated the Bible into vernacular German so that common people could understand it. By the end of the 19th century, scholars began to study the features of plain language. In the book Analytics of Literature, Professor Lucius Sherman of the University of Nebraska observed, that the typical English sentence had shortened over time and that written English was evolving to mirror spoken English. I quote, "Literary English will follow the forms of the standard spoken English from which it comes. No man should talk worse than he writes. No man writes better than he should talk. The oral sentence is clearest because it is the product of millions of daily efforts to be clear and strong. By the 1930s, researchers were actively studying the mechanism of plain language. The movement gained momentum in the 1970s when President Jimmy Carter mandated that federal regulations be written in plain English. The push continued in the 1990s with Vice President Al Gore advocating for clearer government documents and forming a group called Plain Language Action Network to provide plain language training to government agencies. This group provided guidance to federal agencies when the Plain Writing Act of 2010 was signed by President Barack Obama, which requires federal agencies to use language that is clear, concise, and well-organized. Different organizations define plain language slightly different, but the core idea is always the same: clarity, simplicity, and ease of understanding. The Oxford Guide to Plain English describes that as writing that gives a cooperative, motivated person a good chance of understanding it at first reading. The Center for Plain Language asserts that communication is in plain language if the audience for that communication can quickly and easily find what they need, understand what they find, and act appropriately on that understanding. So why plain language matters for accessibility to AA literature? First, literacy levels. Many adults read at a lower grade than academic texts assume. The US average reading level is around 7th to 8th grade. Second, cognitive load. Complex language makes it harder for people with reading difficulties or those in distress to absorb information. It's easy to assume that reading difficulties are just about education or socioeconomic backgrounds, but research shows that psychological distress, like PTSD, depression, or addiction, can significantly reduce a person's ability to process complex text. Chronic stress physically alters the brain. Prolonged exposure to high stress and trauma can shrink the hippocampus, affecting memory and learning, while also impairing the prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for rational thought and decision making. This means that individuals under chronic stress often experience lower cognitive function, poorer working memory, and reduced problem-solving abilities. And lastly, inclusivity. Plain language makes recovery literature more accessible to diverse populations, including non-native speakers, as well as the ASL community. The publication of this book has not been without opposition. While the project started as a comprehensive version of the book for incarcerated alcoholics, there are those who believe that this project was eventually hijacked by a section of the fellowship intent of bringing outside ideologies into AA, a sentiment that I don't necessarily disagree with. However, I must repeat to myself a phrase that one of my sponsors often used to start his shares. If I am disturbed, it's because there is something wrong in me. In my meditations, I often ask myself, who really is experiencing this fear? With that in mind, I choose to see the positives. As I sponsor young people in Spanish-speaking groups, many of whom speak Spanish but do not read it, we often resort to the English version of the literature. If this new edition can serve as a bridge making the Big Book's message more accessible to them, then plain language may very well be a tool that saves lives. Thank you.
Thank you, Rodrigo. Just a minute, I just want to find the presenters. It's not in order. I'm sorry, these aren't in order, but four. I just want to make sure their paperwork is ready for them when they get here. I got Terry. Okay. So, I got that straightened out. It's kind of like This is like journal service. By the time you get it, you're done. So anyways, our next presenter is going to be she's going to be from Area 18. Her name is Terry. I lost the page again now.
Good morning. My name is Terry, and I am an alcoholic. I'm the DCM of District 1 of Idaho Area 18, which is by far the best area. I'm sorry if y'all think differently. I know differently. My sobriety date is May 6, 2017. The topic I've been given for this panel is the benefits of a plain language big book. I've talked to a few people from my meetings, including my past delegate, to see what they think the benefits are. Kathy J. read it with a woman that she is working with, and they both feel that it would be useful if someone has problems reading the big book. Kathy said they both really like the side-by-side comparisons as well. PJ said that they haven't read the entire thing yet, but says that their takeaway from what they have read is that if their son should ever need this program, he will be able to learn from this tool. They also expressed that since general service isn't just about today, but also considering alcoholics of the future, it is very important work. Jim told me that he was guilty of contempt prior to investigation that is mentioned on page 568 of the Big Book. After reading the plain language Big Book, he thinks it can be a useful tool to help people find their own higher power and sobriety. He thinks it's another form of support to alcoholics on their path to recovery. He acknowledges that some people have a problem reading a book that was written a long time ago. If it ends up helping more people and saving more lives, it's a good thing. I listened to episode 4 of our Primary Purpose podcast. If you haven't listened, y'all need to. It's a great podcast. It had a portion that dealt with the plain language big book. They said that it is accessible to many people. Delegates' hearts were changed after hearing how it will benefit so many people. It will be very useful for people who have reading difficulties and have a hard time connecting with the original big book. Candace, a past delegate from Idaho Area 18, met with me and provided some background as well as what she experienced at the 73rd General Service Conference in 2023. When she was given the time to read it, her first impression was that it was a beautiful tool. The language of the heart was loud and clear, and our message was beautifully captured. Candace explained that many of the conference members stated that they were, or their area was, completely against the project when they arrived. But after reading the book, their hearts were changed. Candace gave me a presentation from John W., AAWS non-trustee director. This presentation gave some background material on the development of the plain language big book that I thought was helpful. This book has been in the works for several years, as what was demonstrated earlier. Committees were formed to research the issues that led us to publishing this book. A committee looked at established literacy levels to guide discussions on what the prospective alcoholic would need to comprehend the book Alcoholics Anonymous. They also reviewed non-conference approved literature that members were using to meet their needs and making the big book easier to understand. This same committee concluded that literacy concerns reflected on potential accessibility barriers and how this can be related to education, ethnicity, immigration status, and incarceration. A woman that just stopped by, and I'm sorry I did not get your name, she reiterated that it is easier for native Spanish speakers who also speak English to understand this plain language big book. The 2021 Conference Committee on Literature determined that the plain language big book was not meant to replace the big book, but rather overcome barriers so the AA message might reach more suffering alcoholics. Now it's time for my opinion. I have not gone through the plain language big book with anyone, but I have used wording from it when speaking with another woman. I have read it, and the first thing I have noticed is how well it flows. It spoke to me in places that the big book has not. I have had to go back to the big book to see what it said, and my response has been, "So that's what they meant." I've learned so much about the big book by reading it. We have a treatment center in Pocatello that uses the big book and takes residents through steps 1 through 4. They don't understand so many of the words and phrases that they have gotten a dictionary from the time period so they could understand it better. I'm going to recommend that they get the plain language big books. I think it will help the program come alive and open up for them. Hopefully, it will help them to grasp the program more deeply and continue with their recovery when they leave the facility. I do not advocate using the plain language big book, a tool for reading Alcoholics Anonymous, in lieu of the big book. The big book is the foundation of our program, but if there is something out there that can help someone understand the program better, I am all for that. This program has saved my life, and I want it to continue saving others' lives. Our responsibility is to be the hand of AA when anyone, anywhere, reaches out for help. This is one more method that will help reach anyone, anywhere. So reviewing the benefits, they are, it is helpful for those who have difficulties reading for any reason. It provides conference-approved literature as a tool to members instead of resources that are not conference-approved. It helps the big book to come alive for those of us who might have been around for a while, as well as newcomers. It could possibly help people find or grow in their relationship with their higher power. In closing, I would like to quote John W. at the 73rd General Service Conference. "We may not need a plain language big book to ensure our own recovery. We do need it to ensure the recovery of the alcoholic who still stumbles in the darkness one short block from this room with a reading disability. We need it to ensure recovery of a child being born tonight who, destined to alcoholism, may not understand the vernacular of a centuries-old book. We need a plain language big book to provide, in keeping with our 12th step, a permanent haven for all alcoholics who, in the ages ahead, can find in AA that rebirth which brought us back to life. Thank you for your time."
Thank you, Terry. Okay, so thank you, Terry, that was great. And our next presenter is going to be Mike F. from 69.
For all you first-timers here at Praza, I am so glad that you had the willingness to try this new way of life. And I'm also glad that when someone said, "Shut up and get in the car," you got in the car. It brought you here. Willingness is key. John, Corey, raise your hands up. These two guys were willing in year one to do anything, and they ended up in a plane in Peru with our delegate. So we need those examples, right? We need examples of willingness and where it'll take you. So if you're new here and you're wondering what's going on and where you're going, I hope the ends are good for you. Good morning, friends. My name is Mike, and I'm an alcoholic. I have the great honor of serving Area 69 as their Panel 75 delegate. I will also be serving on the Treatment and Accessibilities Committee at the conference. Thank you, Area 2, for hosting Praza this year. Your efforts to give us a place to gather are much appreciated. We love you, Area 2. My subtopic of this panel is how are members using the new book. Personally, I purchased quite a few copies from a local central office and randomly handed them out. I gave them out at my home group, various district meetings, and to some sponsees, only later to be reprimanded by the manager of the office for buying all their stock. I don't think any of us expected to see the demand as we have for this book. It has been an exciting time to realize that our efforts as a whole fellowship have been well received. The first printings of the first printing of 70,000 copies sold out very quickly, and the second printing was highly anticipated. This may have been mentioned already today, but it wasn't. But the first 75 copies that were printed had a gold triangle of the book and a gold triangle and a book on the front cover. I hope you received one of those. Everybody's going to go home and look, right? To get the most informed answer I could on this topic, I polled our entire area. The responses were almost immediate and overwhelmingly positive. They came from all corners of our state. Reading through them made my heart swell and my eyes leak. The open-mindedness and willingness to use, study, and distribute this new tool is overwhelming. I will list some of the responses here. Mary Beth wrote, "We have them in the Kane County Jail and are getting positive feedback from the inmates. 3 of the 13 attending are using them." David wrote, "My experience with the plain language book is that I bought a case of them and visited a couple groups and sold them all. I know 2 of them ended up in the hands of newcomers. When I visited Salina, one old timer didn't want anything to do with the book, and a different old timer bought a copy for himself and read How It Works to us. He was also quoting it during the meeting. He was delighted. I've been studying it. I love the chapters There Is a Solution and We Agnostics. Something cool jumped out at me in chapter 3, where there is a list of things we had tried. The old book mentions health farms and sanitariums, but the new book says going to treatment for alcoholism voluntarily. I plan on getting another case of books and visiting more groups." Pete wrote, "I have started a study of the plain language book with the corrections chair in District 7, but it's only 2 weeks old. Note, there was a recently released prospect that attended our inaugural study. My feeling was that the plain language book had the same effect that a regular copy would have had on this new prospective member." Steve wrote, "I have passed out some plain language books to some of my reluctant old-timer friends. I'm encouraging them to give it a look. For me, I am attending a book study with a plain language book and finding this very rewarding. There are people in the group with extensive book knowledge, and it is valuable for me to hear their insights. There are things that the group wish were different, but overall, the feedback is positive. I, like some other members of our group, were moved by the section in Bill's story where he is finding his bottom and the hopelessness of his condition. I am enjoying a fresh look at my recovery. I will continue to use the big book with my sponsees, but I also see doing some work in the plain language book. It is all new for me, but I like what I see and read." Sam wrote, "For myself, I can say I have seen a number of meetings that have purchased the book to keep on their literature table for the members to review. I believe this is to help mitigate any contempt prior to investigation about this new tool. I also regularly attend a book study which has decided to go that this go-around will be reading the plain language book, so we all might better understand the tool and determine where we could best use it in our sponsorship journeys. Some suggestions have been that this would be a great tool for placing in institutions where a much lighter and quicker read for those who may not be able to study the original and ask questions to someone who has been through it." Brendan wrote, "My home group is the 4th dimension in Park City. Our structure is to have a rotating chairperson choose a topic each week from conference-approved AA literature. The Plain Language Big Book is available to them in addition to the current Big Book and the 12 and 12. Joan wrote, "I don't know if this is anything you can use for your presentation, but at a local women's meeting, Big Book Broads, we have read several excerpts from the Plain Language Book as a topic for discussion. The readings were very well received, and one of our members who has some comprehension issues was so excited about the new book that she just had to have the book right away. I loaned her my copy until hers arrived. I can see already that this new book will be a great asset in reaching those members with reading and comprehension issues." Folks, my response to Joan is, your reply could not be more relevant. Thank you so much for taking the time to send your experience. And you may be surprised to know how many people get to listen to it. Your group did not only touch one person, its experience is being heard by hundreds. Thank you. From Janet, whom regularly has the most sobriety in our countdowns. We have members here in Cedar that start a meeting for the sole purpose of using the Plain Language book for a study group. I've heard great comments of how wonderful it is and so much better for understanding. Also, I have some of those who were against it change their mind and make positive comments about how it made the 12 traditions and the concepts so much easier to read and understand. I personally have found it great to read, and I'm very glad to have it. I feel it will be very useful. The Area 69 chairperson, Jake S., is hosting a weekly hybrid meeting read-through that is well-intended in person or remotely. This has become one of my favorite meetings. There are many meetings that have started with a purpose to study this book, and many more that are implementing it. It is being distributed to treatment centers and institutions. The high demand is ongoing, and I'm positive more will be revealed. To wrap up, I would like to add my experience. Our new area literature chairperson secured a copy for me from the first shipment that arrived at central office. Jake signed it with a loving passage before he gave it to me. I will cherish this copy forever. The next morning, I read through the first half on my flight home. The passenger next to me acted perplexed, watching me stop, smile, nod my head, and wipe the tears from my cheeks. It felt like an old friend and spoke to my heart. I could feel its value and had renewed hope, knowing our cherished fellowship and the 12-step work we get to do will reach many more of his children. I'll end with a quote from Charlie T. This book may very well be the greatest accessibility tool we have. Love and Godspeed to all.
Thank you, Mike. And our next speaker is, let's see where she's from. I know the name, I just want to see her. What's the area? Area, that's right, we walked. You told me. Okay, so this is Mickey from Area 5, my new friend.
I do have the best area, and they're pretty loud, too. Morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. Gosh, there's a whole lot of you. Anyway, hello, my name is Nikki. I am an alcoholic. I'm also the delegate for Southern California Area 5. Mi nombre es Nikki y soy alcohólica. My topic today is how does the Plain Language Big Book address gender and God? Over the years, numerous proposed agenda items have raised concerns about outdated phrases, gender-specific pronouns, and the male-oriented perspective found in Alcoholics Anonymous, commonly known as the Big Book. While the language worldview in the book are typical for a college-educated New York stockbroker in the 1930s, many in our fellowship see these elements as barriers to understanding and engaging with the program. Even in the 1940s, there was concern that the book's vocabulary and writing style might be too difficult for some readers. Dr. Bob recognized this and had a guide to the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous written by Evan W. It was created to make the message more accessible. Other pamphlets such as A Manual for Alcoholics and A Second Reader for Alcoholics Anonymous were also developed and resources still available today through the Cleveland District Office. As society evolved, so did perspectives on the language of the Big Book. Many members have voiced concerns that its phrasing and viewpoint could hinder the recovery of today's suffering alcoholic. As a result, various agenda items have been proposed over the years and to modernize and update the book's language, especially when new editions are developed, as in the case today. However, There are also strong opposition within our fellowship to making any changes to the Big Book's foundational text. A 1995 advisory action states, the first 164 pages of the Big Book, Alcoholics Anonymous, the preface, the forewords, the doctor's opinion, Dr. Bob's nightmare, and the appendices remain as is. This position has been affirmed, reaffirmed over the years. When the 1997 Conference Literature Committee received a recommendation from the Trustees Literature Committee to develop a fourth edition of the Big Book, the conference approved the effort based on keeping the 1995 advisory action in mind. Today, as we work on the fifth edition, our focus remains on updating the personal stories to better reflect the diversity of our current membership. While the core text is not expected to change, the mere possibility of adjustments has sparked renewed discussion on an increase and an increase in proposed agenda items from the fellowship. So, what does this have to do with the Plain Language Big Book and how it addresses gender and God? I believe that the Plain Language Big Book has helped mitigate some of the concerns regarding gender references and the portrayal of God in the original text. A progress report from the Tools to Access the Big Book TAB subcommittee discussed how gender is handled in plain language translation. The committee acknowledged that plain and simple language does not always lend itself to gender terminology. Using inconsistent gender references throughout the book could be confusing for the reader. However, there was no intent to remove gender from the text entirely. Where the original Big Book refers to specific individuals, such as Bill, Bob, or Jim, their gendered pronouns remain unchanged. However, when referring to broader groups, adjustments were made to provide balance. The Plain Language Big Book Facts Sheet from GSO reported that examples were given of an archetype, for instance, the Jaywalker, they would switch up things so that a broader representation of both men and women were present. For example, the original Big Book contains approximately 250 uses of he, him, his, compared to 50 uses of she, her, hers. The Plain Language Big Book aims for a more equitable representation for both men and women. Regarding references to God, the Plain Language Big Book, other than where it specifically lays out the 12 steps, does not assign God a gender. Instead, it consistently uses the term God and higher power, rather than referring to him as God, with a capital H. To verify this, I used my Kindle search function to find him with a capital H in the first 164 pages of Alcoholics Anonymous. I counted 30 instances, three of which were in the steps, so they don't count. And then I cross-referenced it to the Plain Language Big Book and found that in every case, other than the 12 steps, those references were changed to either God or higher power. For members of our fellowship who struggle with the book's 1930s era language, its strong Judeo-Christian framing, or its male-centered tone, the Plain Language Big Book offers another way to connect with the message. By making the text more contemporary and accessible, this translation also makes the Big Book more inclusive, while the foundational text in the original Big Book stays the same, remains intact. So I'm going off script now. So to me, to this recovering alcoholic, the Plain Language Big Book represents an opportunity in it's a translation to make the contents understandable, more accessible, and by happenstance, it deals with those contentious items in the original. It can serve as a way to carry the message to those who are bothered by the language and worldview. It's another tool to help the suffering alcoholic to understanding and recovery. Thank you.
Okay, here we are. Okay, so I guess at this time, we are going to open the floor for any comments or questions. And we have the three microphones. And I will start, I'm gonna start over here with my grand sponsor, of course. Debbie.
Thank you, good morning. I'm Debbie Davis and I'm an alcoholic. Here as an AA member from Area 06. Thank you for the incredible presentations and the research and that was presented today. A couple things I just wanted to mention. I'm not against the plain language big book. I'm in neutral right now. I'm in Switzerland. I was contempt prior to investigation, and my sponsorship group is reading through that this year. But I wanted to mention some of the comments that had come out is that some of the spiritual poetry of these unprofessional authors that contributed to the big book, remember, they were not professional writers when they wrote that. They wrote that from their heart and their experience, has not exactly felt the same feeling in translation. And I sponsor several people in other countries who have their own language translated. And it's like the Swiss cheese, there's holes in it. And when we've read the big book together, there's this, aha, now I know what they meant. Now it makes more sense. And they're able to pass on in their own language a little bit better information. So I still want to give the big book a big shout out. I was 18 years old when I got sober. Too young, dumb, and goofy to know this was archaic and it didn't apply to me, but for some reason, 49 years later, I'm still a big fan of that book. Thank you so much.
Thanks, we'll go here in the middle.
Oh. Hi, everyone. Is that okay? No, it's okay. My name is Jackie Benzinski. I am an alcoholic. I serve in Area 6, and I am also a special worker at the San Francisco and Marin Intergroup Central Office. So I want to talk about the role that central offices play in spreading and combating misinformation and distributing the plain language big book. Number one, when the central offices were first learning about this, we have a weekly Zoom meeting. We relied on one FAQ from, I believe, Area 72, and it got passed around because so many, frankly, I'm sorry, delegates don't talk to their central office intergroup managers. District committee chairs do not talk to their local central offices. Can I get more time? I was okay before.
Thank you, Steve. Okay. I'm going to try to regroup. The one thing I really implore people to do is don't just go to the central office to buy packs of plain language big books to give to your friends who have over 10 years of sobriety. Number one, those books need to be there so that people can buy them and put in their bookstores. That was a thing. We ran out of a lot of the first editions because people with a lot of time were buying the big books and they didn't get in the hands of newcomers. That was frustrating to me. Number two, there were boards, intergroup boards, that did not allow central offices to stock the big book until they had a chance to read it because there was so much misinformation among the intergroup boards. There are committees in our area. Our H&I in San Francisco has decided not to take the H&I, the plain language, into jails. Our public information committee, which is an intergroup committee in San Francisco, has a free library program, free recovery books in the library program. They will not take the plain language big book into the library. So this is a big problem. If we're all wild and crazy about this plain language big book being accessible, then we need to work with our central offices and intergroups to make sure they have accurate information that they can share, that they have enough stock that newcomers can get it. So I feel very passionately about it because it's very frustrating to see how this book does not get past a lot of people in general service, and the distribution is slow, and there's a lot of misinformation. So talk to your central offices, your intergroup boards, and your intergroup managers. Mm-hmm. If you don't know the name of your local intergroup manager, there's a real problem going on.
Good morning. I'm Thomas B., an alcoholic.
I'm Thomas.
Panel 67 delegate for Southern California Area 5. I want to thank all of the presenters for what I consider to be really exceptional presentations this morning. And I want to have a shout out to my to my delegate Nikki for actually addressing some of the contentions that about the plain language big book. And how this plain language big book addresses those contentions. You know, and this goes to the issue of rigidity, and I'm here to tell you today that there is absolutely no rigidity in AA. And if you disagree with me, I'll have you banned from this meeting for life. No, I don't have very long on this, so I'm glad that we have had the courage to provide an updated plain language version of our basic text to make AA more accessible, less sexist, and more relevant to everyone in today's society. And going forward, here's a message that I'd like to convey to your group members. It comes from Jeff W., who I served with at the General Service Conference. He said, AA is bigger than any one of us, than all of us. It is bigger than our big book. Are we approaching common sense solutions with love or fear? Fear is rigidity. Love is tolerance, flexibility, and openness to the most effective means of making our AA message available. Thank you.
Thank you. We only have 8 more minutes, so if you could speak fast, we could get more people in, and we'll go here.
Hi, I'm Debbie. I'm an alcoholic. District 8, Western Washington Area 72. Nervous, so I have an anchor here. I have been involved in the plain language big book a little bit with a study, but I want to thank you guys for this. It's been a fabulous panel. I've learned some things that I didn't know. I have also had it touch me in a way that I think will help heal me. And I want to say it's wonderful to see that we got a second printing out of this, I think partially because of our voices that got heard. And that's all I got. Thanks.
Thank you.
Ed, alcoholic.
Hi, Ed.
And there are 3 kinds of alcoholics. There are those who can count and those who can't. So. And I'm panel 74 barista, caffeinating alcoholic since 2024. So the one thing, I did some really rough math, that's the reason I introduced myself as not knowing math, is that if you take the 9 years that the plain language big book was considered and 135 conference members for each conference, that's 1,215 conference members. But since the spirit of rotation has us only in there for 2 years, I'm going to divide that by 2 and say there were 607.5 conference members, more or less, that considered whether the plain language big book should be addressed. I was one of the 9 conference members in the literature committee in 2021 that elevated this to the conference floor. We met 3 or 4 different times in 2020 and 2021 to discuss the plain language big book, and probably spent a couple of 2 or 3 hours during that time. So if you multiply the number of hours times the number of people times the number of conferences, there were thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of very concerned people considering whether or not we should produce the plain language big book. And I think we did the right thing. So thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Sandy and I'm an alcoholic. I'm from Area 5, District 14. I am the DCM. Thank you so much, everyone, for your presentations. This has been, since this was published, it's been really emotional for me. I know I use it as a tool, not to replace the big book, but I do attend a big book study, and I read it before I go to there to help understand. And it is so easy to read, and I get emotional when I read it because I have over 10 years of sobriety. I graduated, I have my BA, I graduated with honors, and I really couldn't really comprehend. Like, I would have to keep reading it over and over again. It was very time consuming just to even get through a chapter. Now I could read it with ease. I know what they're talking about, and and I'm not a really emotional person, but when I read that book and when I hear you guys share, I'm just so glad that this is a tool that's available to people that just to help really embed what this program has given to so many of us. So I'm really grateful. So thank you.
Hi, my name is Michelle. I'm an alcoholic. I'm from Area 79, BC, Yukon, and I serve as the CPC chair for the area. And thank you, panel. That was fabulous. Mike, I too have heard some heartwarming stories from our members behind bars and for those for whom English is their second language about how important this has been. But I wanted to touch on something Rodrigo said about having a knowledgeable sponsor. And I had the privilege of higher education. And I had a double English-French major. And so I realized that there was some antiquated language in the big book, and I did do my due diligence in looking up some of the words, like trudging the road of happy destiny does not mean slogging uphill, walking barefoot both ways. And so I worked very hard on that. But when it came to the grouch and the brainstorm on page 66 of the big book, I asked my sponsor why we can't brainstorm and share ideas. Why can't we do that? And so because I didn't receive an answer and because I thought I knew what brainstorm meant, I never looked it up to see what the historic meaning of brainstorm was. So when my sponsees would ask me, why can't we share ideas? Why can't we do that? I would say, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. The grouch does, but I don't know. So I have spent the better part of 10 years sponsoring women incorrectly for what the true meaning of brainstorm was. And that is somebody privileged with an education. So thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Gerald. I am an alcoholic. Area 9, a past delegate. I appreciate the panel up here, everything. I really do like John W.'s requote of Bernard Smith's Why We Need a Conference and turned it into Why We Need the Book. It's kind of moving. But the deal for me is this. The book is already written. It's a tool. And the tool is only going to be as effective as the people who are wielding that tool. So, you know, we sold a lot of copies. We sold out the first one. We sold through the second one. But who we sold to were the people in this room right here. We're the people who bought it. We won't know how effective this book is or not for the next few years. What we can tell is that we, AA needed money, we made a book, we made money. Now, what's going to happen with this book? Like the young lady said, we're given so much misinformation because we polarized ourselves with a tool that is already here now. Now the job is to see how effective we can make this tool. And again, since most of us don't read the AA literature, the pamphlets, since most of us don't do all the steps, but all of us share, you only laugh if you get it. Please be careful what you're sharing. This young lady said they have a need in these central offices. Who knows who our central office manager is? And who's going out there to help these people spread this message? So we have a tool that can be effective, but it's only going to be as effective as each one of us here and all the people that we sponsor and people that we work with. So we won't know for the next couple of years how effective this plain language big book is. We'll find out when these new people get here. And by the way, nobody's buying that in the black communities. It's a different language. And none of you are going out there taking that book. Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to say, we only have time for one more. I'm sorry. And that would be you. Sorry.
My name is Sarah Bartholomew, and I am an Alt-DCM for Area 93 Central California. Thank you for your articulate presentations. I appreciate all of you very much. I am a speech-language pathologist. I work with cognitive communication deficits following stroke and brain injury. Approximately 50 to 60% of my patients have had a stroke or a brain injury directly related to alcoholism, to alcohol and or drugs. And I have found as a grateful recovering alcoholic that I can bring my AA stance to my job, and I was permitted to do so at my work. But I wanted to say that this plain language book, big book, as a accessibility, as it relates to an accessibility issue, has been wonderful for those of my patients that I've been allowed to share it with. And I do it alongside the big book when they're ready. And they're used hand in hand. And while it misses some of the lyrical poetry that Debbie referred to earlier, and I quite agree, and the other nuances, my patients with brain injury and stroke don't care. In addition, we have a lot of military who are returning with blast injuries to the brain. And there are a lot of CTE people in professional and non-professional athletes. So there you have it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me, I'd like to call to order and request a group conscience to extend the comment section, being that there was so much passion for this topic.
I don't know if it's going to run into something else. If we have
the next one starts at 9:30, so we still have about 18 minutes.
So, how do you feel? Do we want to extend it? Raise your hand if we'd like to extend it.
He says no.
The powers that be say no. I'm so sorry. I tried.
Usually a group conscience is a powers that be, but if anybody wants to further discuss, okay. I would say an ad hoc out in the lobby would like to further discuss it.
There you go. I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know. And you can also come and talk at, is that tomorrow at 7? What's on your mind? And that'll be an open mic. I'd like to thank our reader, Lapita. Did I get it wrong again? I'd like to thank Fran, Chetra from Area 6. Rodrigo from Area 8. And Terry from Area 10. And Mike from Area 69. And Mickey from Area 5. And let me see where my conclusion is. Okay. We are out of time for this panel. For those that want to share but did not get the opportunity, there is What's on Your Mind session tomorrow morning at 7:00. Also, please be sure to put your questions in the Ask It basket, and the delegates will help you answer those. Throughout the weekend, and it's up here. Please join me in thanking the presenters one more time. And please remain in your seats for announcements. Thank you.
Okay, Bruce Alcoholic. Couple quick ones, I hope, here. First off, there are escalators over here. If you'd rather not negotiate the stairs up or down, the escalator is probably not going to get fixed today. And I've got a special treat. How many are here in Alaska for their very first time? Wow. You get to experience something new. You get to switch to Alaska Daylight Time for tomorrow. So be sure to spring forward 1 hour. I've got two